to the whole wide world. Help me scream and shout that we want peace. Big love to Emmanuel Jao.
Well, I have a new album now, which is going to be out next year. It's called See Me Mama. You see, when you're a conscious hip-hop artist, it's really difficult to try to make art, living art, there. But I've been surviving as an artist without a support, and I'm existing, I'm touring. I just came off tour now in Australia, and I'm going to be here visiting schools and universities.
But you must be making some money out of your music industry.
The music industry, the money is in live performance. So when you're on tour, that's when you collect the checks.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I'm looking for some people who's looking for peace.
A spot check on your Facebook wall, we discovered that you're putting up something called We Want Peace Foundation. Would you like to speak about that a little bit?
Well, We Want Peace is not a charity, but it's a campaign engine that what we do is we create awareness about situations before they happen, and we are trying to mobilize young people, especially in Sudan and Kenya, to try to fight tribalism.
I'm calling on the whole wide world.
There's a saying that charity begins at home, and your country, South Sudan, is bedridden with tribalism. Why don't you focus on solving that in South Sudan first than moving to Kenya?
Well, you see, because we were worried about Kenya previously and what happened, and because Kenya has been like my home, so that's where everything happened for me. And because I have connection with friends and seeing on TV, and I say, if we lose Kenya, then the whole of East Africa is dead. The heart of Africa is affected. You know, even We Want Peace campaign, where we are trying to put a light into a dark place by getting George Kulunu, getting two presidents to rap on the music video.
Who are these presidents that you're lining them up to rap on your music? Can you talk about them?
President Jimmy Carter was rapping We Want Peace. President Fernando of Brazil. Then we had Kofi Annan. We used their platforms and their names to try to put a focus or spotlight in South Sudan. And the idea of goes like, if you put light in a dark place, the evil will perform less.
That's a bit religious, right?
It's a bit religious, but it's a metaphor. It's a way that it keeps you thinking. It's just nobody wants to do something bad when everybody's watching. They always want to do it sideways. Even there, the people who are committing genocide, they don't do it openly. When people know about it, they don't want people to see them doing it.
I believe I've survived for a reason to tell my story, to touch life.
What kind of a person are you? Some people say you're shy, some people say you're brave. What kind of a person are you? How can you describe yourself?
I'm just a normal young man, passionate, want to make a difference. I'm not really shy. You know, when I'm stage, I just do my thing, you know.
I believe I've survived for a reason to tell my story, to touch life.
Do you have a family?
I'm not married, but I have two kids. One is in New York and the other one is in London. I'm actually trying to settle down, you know, to try to get some of the kids I got is, you know, I got them when in my younger age where you become a bit irresponsible and you're not ready and all of a sudden. But now I'm really thinking, you know, come from a polygam background and now you're in a different world where there's something called monogamy. So I'm learning about that now, where you only have to marry one wife. And so it's, and I'm learning, well, okay, my father has 12 wives. Everybody that would have been my role model in my home, I'd got four, three, or two wives. And in the first, I had one girlfriend that was mine that I had good plans for, but she dumped me because I became famous.
She should have loved you when you become famous. Why did she dump you?
Because she said, oh no, I don't like famous people, because when they become famous, every woman wants them, and she didn't want to deal with the stress.
There's one message you want to pass out to youth, to musicians, to upcoming, you know, artists in South Sudan. What would that message be?
One thing I would say is every individual on this planet has got an opportunity to make a difference in the world. And it goes up to each and every person to make the choice. Let's be the stars to lead the change. Let's try to do something. I'm here today still speaking out about situation or what happened in our country. It's a choice that I've made, and I'm taking it because I know if I don't talk about it, who am I going to think? Is it going to be the president to fix the things? Presidents are too busy. President alone will not solve the situation of a country. It needs the people themselves to be to dedicate themselves and love their country and hope for change.
Telly, bad hungry belly, eyes in my eyes, head to be for my size. That's another little starving child, running around in Africa, born to be wise. Praise God, praise the Almighty for sending an angel to rescue me. I got a reason for being on this earth, cause I know more than any water, life is worth better. Now that I get a chance to stand my ground, I'm gonna run over mountains, leaps and bounds. I ain't an angel, hope I'll be one soon. And if I am, I wanna be like Emma McCune. Me,
what could I be?
Died from starvation or some other wretched disease. I would have grown up with no education, just another refugee. I stand here because someone's here. I stand here because someone's there. I know that there's a lot of them out there who's willing and trying to save the life of a child. Can't be stopped by no one. Oh, I pray for this day to come, and I pray that the world find wisdom to give the poor in need some assistance instead of putting up resistance. Yeah, sitting and waiting for the politics to fix this. It ain't gonna happen. They're all sitting on their asses, popping champagne and scorching off the masses. Coming from the refugee boy soldier, but I still got my dignity. I gotta say it again, if ever never rescue me, I'll be on call from the African plane, 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 African plane.